This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush is getting bad constitutional advice about a good idea, the line item veto. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I support the line item veto to give presidents the power to veto parts of bills instead of having to swallow or reject them whole. Most state governors have the power. It works well in balancing state budgets, and we need its help on the federal deficit. President Bush doesn't have the power now. No president in 200 years has claimed it. To get it, we have to change the law or amend the Constitution. Surprise! Right-wing extremists are urging President Bush to stick it to Congress by claiming the power without asking for a change in law. Tell the president to ignore those crackpots, Al. He'll have broad support for the line item veto if he asks for it the right way, and massive resistance if he seizes it the far right way.
We've heard that before. Ted, if you really do agree the president should have the line item veto, why are you so distressed about how he gets it? Are you that power hungry, or do you just have a desire to see the President of the United States come begging to Congress for something that you just admitted would be good for the country? At the time of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in 1787, the phrase line item veto simply did not exist. Perhaps if the framers of the Constitution had been presented with an 1,100-page, 12-pound budget bill, they might have more clearly defined the process of a line item veto. Ted, since no president has ever yet vetoed a line item, the courts have never had an opportunity to review such an action. There are no hypothetical lawsuits, and the Supreme Court does not write advisory opinions. Let's get on with it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a new scheme to improve voter turnout. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.